is here. What is the... What's this about?
This is, we distribute the verse, one verse we read here,
okay,
and we distribute the sheet to everyone.
Okay.
Today is late.
Can I skip it?
You skip it? I don't... Okay. So then, Bhagavad Gita as it is. You got a secret to tell, huh? Confidential knowledge. Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text 60. Yatato hyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramatini
naranti
prasabham manaha
yatato
hyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha
indriyani pramatini
Oranti prasabham manaha.
Oranti prasabham manaha.
Who else has a book? Anyone? If I look in here.
Yatato hi api kaunteya.
Yatato hi api kaunteya.
Purushasya vipaschitaha.
Purushasya vipaschitaha.
Indriyani pramatini.
Indriyani pramatini.
Oranti prasabham bana.
Oranti prasabham bana.
260.
Yatato hi api kaunteya.
Yatato hi api kaunteya.
Palasasya vipaschitaha.
Purushasya vipaschitaha.
Indriyani pramathini.
Indriyani pramathini. Haranti prasabham manaha.
Yatato hyapi kaunteya.
Yatato hyapi kaunteya.
Purushasya
vipaschitaha.
Indriyani pramathini.
Indriyani pramathini.
Haranti
prasabham manaha.
Yatato hyapi kaunteya.
Yatato hyapi kaunteya.
Purushasya
vipaschitaha.
Indriyani pramathini.
Indriyani pramathini.
Haranti prasabham manaha.
Haranti prasabham manaha.
Yatato hyapi kaunteya.
Yatato hyapi kaunteya.
Purushasya vipaschitaha.
Purushasya vipaschitaha.
Indriyani pramathini.
Indriyani pramathini.
Haranti prasabham manaha.
Haranti prasabham manaha.
Yatato hyapi kaunteya.
Yatato hyapi kaunteya.
Purushasya vipaschitaha.
Purushasya vipaschitaha.
Indriyani pramathini.
Indriyani pramathini.
Haranti prasabham manaha.
Haranti prasabham manaha.
Yatato hi api kaunteya.
Yatato hi api kaunteya.
Purushasya vipaschitaha.
Purushasya vipaschitaha.
Indriyani paramantini.
Indriyani paramantini.
Haranti prasabham manaha.
Haranti prasabham manaha.
Any ladies? Men are hogging the book here.
Yatato hyapi kaunteya. Purushasya vipaschitaha.
Purushasya vipaschitaha.
Indriyani pramathini.
Indriyani pramathini.
Haranti prasabham manaha.
Haranti prasabham manaha.
Yatato hyapi kaunteya.
Yatato hyapi kaunteya.
Purushasya vipaschitaha. prasavam manaha.
Haranti prasavam manaha.
Yatato yapi kaunteya.
Yatato yapi kaunteya.
Purushasya vipaschita.
Purushasya vipaschita.
Indriyani pramathini.
Indriyani pramathini.
Haranti prasavam manaha.
Haranti prasavam manaha.
Yatato yapi kaunteya.
Yatato yapi kaunteya.
Purushasya
vipaschita.
Indriyani pramathini.
Indriyani pramathini.
Haranti prasavam manaha.
Haranti prasavam manaha.
Yatato yapi kaunteya.
Yatato yapi kaunteya. Purushasya vipaschita. Indriyani pramathini. Haranti prasavam manaha. Yatato yapi kaunteya. Purushasya vipaschita. Indriyani pramathini. Haranti prasavam manaha.
Yatataha.
Yatataha.
While endeavoring.
While endeavoring.
He. Certainly.
Certainly.
Api.
Api.
In spite of.
In spite of.
Kaunteya.
Kaunteya.
O son of Kunti.
O son of Kunti.
Guru Shasya.
Guru Shasya.
Of a man.
Of a man.
Vipaschitaha.
Vipaschitaha.
Full of discriminating knowledge.
Full of discriminating knowledge.
Indriyani.
Indriyani.
The senses.
Senses.
Pramathini.
Pramathini.
Agitating.
Agitating.
Haranti.
Haranti.
Throw.
Throw.
Prasapam.
Prasapam.
By force.
By force.
Manaha.
Manaha.
The mind.
The mind.
The senses are so strong and impetuous, O Arjuna, that they forcefully carry away the mind, even of a man of discrimination who is endeavoring to control them. Report. There are many learned sages, philosophers, and transcendentalists who try to conquer the senses. But in spite of their endeavors, even the greatest of them sometimes fall victim to material sense enjoyment due to the agitated mind. Even Vishvamitra, a great sage and perfect yogi, was misled by Menaka into sex enjoyment, although the yogi was endeavoring for sense control with severe types of austerities and yoga practice. And of course, there are so many similar instances in the history of the world. Therefore, it is very difficult to control the mind and senses without being fully Krishna conscious. Without engaging the mind in Krishna, one cannot cease such material engagements. A practical example is given by Sri Jamuna Acharya, a great saint and devotee, who says, Yadavadi mama cheta Krishna parada vinde nava nava rasa taman yujyatam rantumasit tadavati patanari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukavikara shushtu nishtivanam cha. Since my mind has been engaged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and I've been enjoying an ever new transcendental humor, whenever I think of sex life with a woman, my face at once turns from it, and I spit at the thought. Krishna consciousness is such a transcendentally nice thing that automatically material enjoyment becomes distasteful. It is as if a hungry man had satisfied his hunger by a sufficient quantity of nutritious eatables. Maharaj Ambarish also conquered a great yogi, Durvasa Muni, simply because his mind was engaged in Krishna consciousness. Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo. Sri Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo. But Pachamsi Vaikunta Dunanubhanu. Om Atana Timirantasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Pistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Maityam Tathati Shapatantikam Vandeham Shri Gura Shri Jata Patakamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha, Shri Rupam Sagrasatam, Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sativam, Sadvaitam Savadrutam, Parishana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padam Shahadana Dolita Sri Vishakha Vitamsha He Krishna Parada Sindho Dina Mahanto Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanshri Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Toshatanubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyadevascha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasai Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yatato Yapi Kaunteya Purushasya Vipaschitaha Indriyani Pramatini Paranti Prasabham Manaha. The yoga system means yoga indriya samyama. One has to control the senses. The senses and the mind. Uttare dātmanātmānam nātmānam apasāryet Atmaiva hyātmano bantur Atmaiva viparātmano. One has to elevate oneself by one's mind and not degrade oneself. The mind can be the best friend, mind can be the worst enemy. Banturātmātmanastasya yenātmaivātmanā jitaha Anatmanastu shatrutve parte tatmaiva shatrupat. The mind that's controlled is the best friend. And the mind that's uncontrolled is the worst enemy. The mind that's controlled ultimately is the mind that's fixed on Krishna. The impersonalists were others may try to control the mind, but it's very difficult because they have nothing on which to place the mind. Maybe something abstract, the formless, nameless, ultimate, absolute truth. But to fix one's mind on such a thing is very difficult. In the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Klesho dikataraste sham avyakta sakta chetasa. To fix the mind on something unmanifest is very difficult. It's troublesome. Klesha. Klesha adhikataraste sham. Trouble and more trouble. How do we fix the mind on something with no form? You can't, we can talk about it, but we can't really do it. Great difficulty. So the yogis have a lot of struggle to control the mind, because basically they're withdrawing it. Pratyahara. Ahar means eating, and pratyahara means the opposite of eating. When the senses want to eat, they want something, they want to be fed something for their gratification. And the yogi practices no. Because this sense gratification is the source of material bondage. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yogi. Samsparshaja bhoga. The happiness that comes from the contact of the senses with the objects of the senses. Bhoga, there's some happiness there. But dukkha yoni, it becomes a source of distress. In the material world, there's so much happiness that starts out as happiness and ends up as misery. I thought we would be so happy, but... I'd even suppose that it works out very nicely. Whatever I get, it's very nice, I'm enjoying. But I become attached to that. And that attachment becomes the cause of my repeated birth and death. Repeated birth and death is not so nice. Repeated birth and death means dragging on the miseries of material existence. And whatever I'm so happy with, adyantavanta kanteya, it has a beginning and an end. It doesn't just last and last. Especially sex life, how long does it last? Few brief moments of enjoyment. And for that, so much trouble. Nateshu ramate bhuta. Therefore, Krishna says, an intelligent person doesn't take enjoyment in that. Whether it's 2 minutes happiness, or 2 years, or 200 years. Because it has a beginning and an end. And the soul will never be satisfied with happiness which has a beginning and an end. He wants unending happiness. He wants eternal happiness. Permanent happiness. Prabhupada gave the example that if you sign a lease for an apartment, you want it to be written in such a way that you can't be thrown out. Because if you're happy with that apartment, you want to stay in the apartment. You don't want to find that suddenly someone can say, I'm sorry, sir, you have to go. No, I'm happier. I'm sorry, you have to go. But that's the material world. Whether we like it here or don't like it here, we can't stay. Oh, whatever happiness can't last. But it becomes the source of so much trouble. Usually in this life, because happiness that people are seeking is either in the mode of ignorance or in the mode of passion. Rarely are they seeking happiness and goodness. Happiness and goodness means happiness coming from knowledge, happiness that comes from purity. But usually happiness and passion means so many desires, so many longings, so many aspirations. And that happiness, rajasas tu palam dukkham, results in misery. Results in misery. So much trouble, everyone's going mad for happiness, but what they're really getting is little happiness up front and a lot of misery at the end. Kind of like these, so many things. Little happiness up front. And I was speaking to some man, he'd been divorced and so much trouble, and he you know, got a little, whatever happiness was there from his family life, he got that for, you know, however many months or years. But for years and years and years and years, he has to pay for a family that he doesn't even have. You know, no benefits, and all hard work and payment. Happiness in the beginning and misery at the end. And that's just one sample. I could choose 1,000 others where it seems like happiness in the beginning, and then there's so much trouble. And then again, even if it's wonderful, and still it carries me to the next body. Therefore, one has to control the senses and control the mind so as not to become involved, dukkha yomiya, in something which is a source of distress. For the impersonalist, it's difficult because they're just telling the mind, stop, don't think of that. So don't think of that means you're already thinking of it. Anything, if I say, don't think of a dog, and we all start thinking of a dog, with, you know, maybe one of those red X's through it, you know, not dog. But not dog means you have to think of the dog first. So they're all yogis and so on trying, no, this is a source of distress. And by force, they're trying to stop the senses. By force, they're trying to stop the mind. Don't think of that. Tamasi ma jyoti or gama. But how long can they think of the jyoti? Jyoti is monotonous. Therefore, it said, what is that verse? Someone have a Bhagavad Gita? Can you look that up? In the index of quoted verses. You know where that index is? I'll find it. Bhagavad Gita has several indexes. One is an index of verses quoted, so that when Prabhupada quotes a verse in the purport, you can find it. In this case, it's... No. What was the verse I just quoted? Yat pada pankaja vilas. It's Bhagavatam. Yat pada pankaja. There it is. Yat pada pankaja vilasa vilasa bhaktya. It's spoken by Sanat Kumar to Maharaj Prithu. Yat pada pankaja palasha vilasha bhaktya paramashayam gatitamud gatiyanti santa tadvanna rikta matayo yatayo pirudhats shroto ganas tamaranam bhajavasudeva. Just try to worship in devotional service Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even great sages are not able to control the forces of the senses as effectively as those who are engaged in transcendental bliss. By serving the lotus feet of the Lord, uprooting the deep-grown desire for fruitive activities. The impersonalists are trying, shroto ganas, they're trying to control these waves of sense, you know, like an attack on the beach where the force of the marines are landing, you know, a wave of marines, and then another wave of marines, and then another wave of marines. They just keep coming and coming. There are these waves of desire for sense gratification. As soon as one wave rolls over, the next wave comes. And the yogis are trying to stop those waves. with great difficulty. But therefore, Sanatana Kumara says, you're advised to engage in the service of Vasudev, Krishna. Yat pada pankaja palasha vilasha bhaktya. Because when the mind and senses are engaged in the service of the lotus feet of Vasudev, Krishna, mind becomes enchanted. The Krishna means all attractive. Oh, the mind becomes enchanted by the transcendental qualities of Krishna, by the transcendental name of Krishna, by the devotional service of Krishna. Mind becomes engaged. Prabhupada gave the example that the sky you can hardly think of for very long. It's big, it's blue. But a child you can go on thinking of and thinking of. So the impersonal Brahmajyoti is very difficult to fix one's mind on. There's nothing to grab onto. And therefore the impersonalists have great difficulty because their process is negative, not to be attached to the material world, but positively what they have to be attached to is nebulous, vague. But the devotees fix their minds on Krishna. Savayamana Krishna Parada Vindayo Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunarnava. They use their words for speaking about Krishna, fix their minds on Krishna, engage their eyes in seeing the deity of Krishna, their nose in smelling the flowers and incense offered to Krishna. The eyes are seeing Krishna. One gopi is advising another gopi, Smaran Bhangi. My dear gopi, if you're at all interested in society, friendship, love, then don't go down to the Keshi Ghat. Why shouldn't I go? Because on the bank of the Keshi Ghat is that boy who's known as Govinda, and he's standing so beautifully in the moonlight, moon shining on his lotus-like face, that you'll forget all about society, friendship, and love. So better that you not go there. That means indirectly he's advising that we should all see the beautiful form of Krishna. See the deity beautifully decorated and fix the mind on the transcendental form of the Lord. This is practical. Vipaschitta means even an intelligent person, discriminating person, vipaschitta experience, discriminating. He also his mind can be carried away, aranti. Indriyani pramati, by the agitated mind and senses. But when the mind is fixed on Krishna, that was mentioned in the previous verse, raso varjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. We simply say, give up, then it's very difficult. How can I give up? But if we say, here, take something better, then you forget about that inferior thing. Something better is there. We get you a better house, you forget about the less, smaller, less comfortable house. We get you better food, and you forget about the inferior food. When the mind has better engagement, and this is the best engagement, to think of Krishna. And thinking of Krishna, that, of course, the pure devotees spontaneously always think of Krishna. They can't get Krishna out of their minds even for a moment. They're obsessed with Krishna. When Krishna left Vrindavan, the Brajvasis didn't think, oh, we'll get another child. We'll get another boyfriend. We'll get another playmate. They were simply thinking of Krishna. When will Krishna come back? We used to play with Krishna this way. We used to dance with Krishna this way. They couldn't stop thinking of Krishna. But we're conditioned souls. We're more accustomed to thinking of Maya because of long association with Maya. But by chanting Hare Krishna, by hearing about Krishna, by serving Krishna, we can revive our real nature and be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Navanava Rasa. Yumanacharya, who's from South India here? Anyone from South India? So Sri Yamunacharya is coming from South India. And he's saying that since I'm getting newer and newer pleasure in the service of the Lord, Navanavarasa, newer and newer nectar in the service of Krishna, now when I think about sense gratification, sex life, just want to spit. He was a king, so he had all arrangements, all facility for sense enjoyment. But he says, now Smaryamani, we can't even think of this. It's so nasty. How is that possible? Everyone is thinking, ooh, so nice. And he's thinking, that means a higher taste. That means there's a higher taste. We see someone drinking or some nasty, we think, oh, nasty. Because we have a higher enjoyment. Oh, Yamunacharya is on the highest platform of enjoyment. When I think about sex, which everyone else is thinking, oh, so wonderful. That's the effect of Krishna consciousness. People may not be happy about that. They want to keep their ideal of sense enjoyment. But that sense enjoyment is a kind of dream. And the result of that so-called enjoyment is so much misery. Conditioned life means so much misery. Kandu yanena kariyori kudukam. Prahlad Maharaj says the sex happiness just means like scratching an itch. The itching just increases. It doesn't really, right for a moment it may seem better, but no. Increases. Kandu yanena kariyori iva dukkadukam. Trouble and more trouble in the name of happiness. Tripyanti neha kripanara bhagavukapadra. The materialistic person is never satisfied. Tripyanti neha. Although he's after it, he's never satisfied with it. It becomes a source of more agitation, more bewilderment. Therefore, one has to become dhīya, sober. How is it possible? By Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
By being attracted to Krishna. This is Pada Pankaja Palasha Vibhasha. When one is engaged in the devotional service of Krishna, then even though the senses are very agitating, he won't be agitated. His mind becomes his friend.
by being engaged in the service of Krishna.
Okay.
Some questions?
Thank you for coming, Maharaj. In India, my understanding is that there's a very nice setup for women as they age. They're taken care of first by the father, then the husband, then the grown sons. In America, we seem to have the opposite in the United States, the opposite situation. As women...
Yeah, first they're abandoned by their fathers, then by their husbands, and then by their sons.
Exactly. Precisely. And the sons have no concept of offering shelter to their mothers. It's just not part of the culture. So as a result, we have many women over 50 living alone. And I'm curious, I realize that there's built-in protection through the Maha Mantra and through following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, but is there some kind of, it's the Sangha that takes the place of that shelter, isn't it? Is there anything else, any other words that you can offer to people who are living alone, how to still feel Krishna's protection, even though there aren't other devotees surrounding you in your household situation?
Therefore, better to be in the association of devotees.
Yeah.
The modern society, especially Western society, means old men, old ladies, both. Everybody's living someplace neglected. Either they're living alone in some empty house, or they're in an institution of one kind or another. Maybe assisted living, maybe this, that, but basically an institution. And their engagement also is not very good. You go to some of these institutions, and the nurses are very nice, and they take care of the people and see that they take their pills and that they get their exercise. And otherwise, they're lying in bed watching television. And what higher purpose, you know, this is like, you know, they were doctors, they were lawyers, they were people of some substance, and now they're reduced to watching television and wasting the final part of their lives. And every now and then some relatives come and visit. Your nephew has come to visit you. Aren't you, now make yourself look nice, your nephew's come to visit you. And the nephew comes and pays his obligatory visit, maybe, or the son or the daughter. And they go away and the television goes back on. Sometimes the television stays on while the So it's a very sad life. So of course in Indian culture the extended family system is there, and the sons are trained to be more dutiful. I know in Bombay, our Back to Godhead publisher, not an extraordinary thing for India, but he was living with his two children, his wife, his widowed mother, and his grandmother, and taking care of everybody. And nobody said, it's just normal. Dutiful, and naturally he's taking care of his mother and taking care of his grandmother also. That's the civilized life. But as you say, now Western civilization means that's not even in the picture. You know, the kid moved out when he was 18, and that's sort of the end of it as far as serious connection with his family. You know, maybe he'll phone home once and again, once in a while. How are things going? Oh, that's nice.
So then what to do in the devotee community? Well, ideally that should be there, that the husband is taking care, the father is taking care. But sometimes by nature's arrangement, by the way of the world, the ladies are unprotected, the children are orphaned. So then it's the duty of the householders to try to arrange for them. Our temples are there. There's a lot of temples where there's no one to worship the deity, or there's hardly anyone to cook, or there's hardly anyone to do something. One can volunteer and be engaged in the service of the Lord in the temple, or be engaged in preaching work also. There's a lot to do. That's first class engagement. Otherwise, Mayapur is there. Lots of people, lots of devotees, and lots of engagement, and it's Krishna's place. So it's not that we have to be locked in to the Western way of doing things, where, well, okay, now I have to work for the rest of my life and then collect Social Security and then die. That may be the Western conception, but they have no higher purpose in life and no higher vision. So if we can be engaged in what's important to us, we take the association of devotees, that's more important than other things. And I may sacrifice some material comfort for that, but that's good. That's good. And then again, the householders should see to it that the women or children in such situations get their necessities. Okay, is that the answer to your question? The more we're engaged in the service of Krishna, yogakshema bhavam, Krishna will provide. I'm thinking some of our ladies in Vrindavan, our Daivi Shakti Mataji is there, and our Ayani is there. They're not worried, you know, how am I going to live, how am I going to eat. They're thinking about how they're going to preach, how they're going to do something. And Krishna Balaram are taking care.
I just want to correct Mataji's belief that this is only happening in U.S. This is also getting away in India, coming to think of it. Yes. I mean, you won't be surprised 10 years from now, somebody like me asking, you know, I'm seeing a lot of my mother's age, my aunts and my uncles living in alone houses, and they don't know what to do. That's getting there big time, especially in cities.
Because this materialistic way of life is becoming more prominent in the U.S. Everything is decayed by Kali Yuga. All right? Yes?
Maharaj, how to make what is the way to make mind our best friend?
Chant Hare Krishna. How to make the mind the best friend? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Chant Hare Krishna, read about Krishna, serve the deity of Krishna, associate with the devotees of Krishna, hear the message of Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam, live in a place like Vrindavan, Mayapur. These things.
Yes. How do we move from God-fearing to God-loving?
How do you move from God-fearing to God-loving? By association with those who are God-loving. And, yes, by that association.
Here's a picture.
fear is, in the Bible it said, hello, what happened to the sound system just now? Someone leaned against something. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
Someone said, okay, there we go. In the Bible it said, the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. That may be true, to have some, oh, God is powerful, I better watch out. That's the beginning of knowledge, it's not the end of knowledge. So if we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, all of these things, by chanting, by hearing, by serving the deity, love develops.
Anything else?
How do we develop higher taste? Like, how do you develop
a higher taste?
Don't you initially have to abstain from sense enjoyment? Like, the impersonalist...
No, you get a higher thing. Just like you have some old biscuit, stale, a week old, but it's all you have. So I tell you, that's just a stale biscuit. You say, yeah, that's all I have. I'm hungry. So, to get you to give it up will be very difficult, even though it's stale and dry. But if I give you a big platter of prasadam, rice, dal, kachoris, sabji, puri, rasgulla, you'll forget all about your stale biscuit. I don't separately have to say, give up this biscuit, it's stale. You'll think. Just like our devotees, especially from the Western countries, so they're accustomed to eating all sorts of things, nasty things. So hardly, we didn't have to make a separate program. We don't have a vegetarianism campaign or any of that. We just distribute prasadam, and the devotees think, you know. Even some of the devotees came in the early days, and they would have the idea that I'm going to learn this cooking, so that if I ever leave, at least I'll be able to eat like this. Or sometimes a neophyte person joins, and he's thinking about, you know, maybe going back to his materialistic life. But I'll go back maybe after the Sunday feast. You know, I'll wait till Monday, then I'll go. So, because he's got some higher taste, automatically he becomes stuck to that. We don't have to make a separate program, give up your nasty food. And we see practically, therefore, the devotees, they take up Krishna consciousness and they give up intoxication, gambling, meat eating, elusive sex. There's a better thing is there. Anything else?
Mm-hmm. I want to know, how do you chant? Can you just help us?
How do you chant?
Tips on how do you chant?
You don't want to chant like me. Do better than that. But we should try to chant attentively. There are 10 offenses. You know those offenses. We should try to avoid those 10 offenses. That's quality of chanting. Oh, there are various things. Morning time chanting is very nice. If you can get up early in the morning, which means taking rest, godly hour. And morning time is excellent for chanting before everything else gets started. Before the kids wake up, and before the work begins, and before the world starts buzzing. You should sit, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You can sit before the deity, the Lord. To have a place that's just meant for chanting is very nice, whether it's the temple or your own temple room or some particular place. That's very nice. A regular routine every day, such and such time. And then you know, all right, then you don't have to
spin around and think, what am I going to do? What am I going to? Am I going to? You know, this is my time. This is the place. And you just have to do that. And then try to chant sincerely. Anything else? Shall we stop here? I think we should. It's getting a little late, huh?
Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai.